This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the shootings in Tucson, Arizona, which killed 6 people and wounded 13, including Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords. Memorial events are taking place all weekend. NPR's Ted Robbins has been there and tells us how people are commemorating an event they cannot forget.
Whether it's news of Gabby Giffords' recovery, the accused gunman in court, or just a visit to the Safeway on the corner of Ina and Oracle Roads, in Tucson, reminders of last January's shooting have been everywhere. So this anniversary is a citywide event. At Tucson's International School for Peace, teachers wanted to commemorate the shooting without focusing on fear and negativity. They found a way for their students to do that. The International School for Peace is a preschool. About 24 children sang songs, then released balloons into the sky with slips of paper tied to them containing peaceful wishes. A.J. Hoxie is a teacher at the school. For her students, the shooting was a lifetime ago.
With kids this age, they're not going to remember that, so all we can do is hope that in the future they'll be peaceful people, and that's what we try to do here.
There's nothing more uplifting than seeing little children singing songs of peace. Gives you a lot of hope for the future.
Pam Simon remembers. She is one of 3 Giffords staff members who were shot last January 8th. Simon's physical wounds have healed. Her emotional wounds, well, she says she's getting there.
Emotionally, it's been a journey.
Even a helicopter brings back memories.
See, in February, that would have bothered me.
The helicopter flying overhead?
Yeah, because when I was being loaded into an ambulance, I could hear the helicopters landing. And then all of a sudden, one day, you realize that you aren't, time has moved on, and it's just a helicopter.
For months after the shooting, Pam Simon suffered the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. Even in church, she says she'd imagine the worst and look for escape routes.
What if a gunman came in the back of the church? Which direction would I go? Could I get under the pew fast enough? And what you do is just bring yourself back to present.
Pam Simon says she's looking forward to seeing some colleagues from Giffords' Washington office. She's not necessarily looking forward to some of the anniversary events.
I wouldn't use the word dread, but I'm going into this knowing full well that it will be emotional. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it is exhausting.
Today, the day before the actual anniversary, nearly 30 events are scheduled citywide, mostly outdoors. Hiking, bike riding, arts projects, all under the umbrella of Beyond Tucson, an organization started by Ross Zimmerman.
To teach people to use their brains and bodies and engage with others in ways that will make their brains, bodies, and spirit healthier.
Ross Zimmerman lost his son, Gabe, in the shooting. Gabe was Gabby Giffords' outreach director, a people person like his father.
You know, my pattern seems to be that I seem to take comfort from being around other people. Other folks are wanting to keep to themselves, is what I'm hearing.
Some victims' families left town, not wanting to deal with the anniversary in public. On Sunday morning at 11 minutes past 10, the time of the shooting, people all over Tucson will ring bells in honor of the victims. A number of services follow, culminating in a candlelight vigil at the University of Arizona. Still recovering from her wounds, Gabby Giffords will be at that event, alongside her husband, Mark Kelly. Ross Zimmerman will be there as well, but he would gladly give up the tributes, the remembrances, and the kind words.
Why couldn't we just get rid of all this and have Gabe back? And that's true for all this, you know? There's no way to make that trade, but... You know, if he could be here and me not, that'd be fine with me.
A year later, the wounds may not be as raw, but the anniversary is a reminder that the loss will never go away. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.